Okay, so we've got David Knoop on the other line, and we're going to talk to David. He's the executive director of the National Nordic Foundation that has had done some amazing things for the sport. And Dave had some news recently that he suffered a stroke, but he's recovered, and we're excited about that. And are you on the line, David?
Yeah, I'm here.
Very good. So too bad about the news about your stroke, but you're back on your feet. Tell us a little bit about what happened, because I think you were on a run and feeling pretty good.
Yeah, pretty crazy. I'm a pretty fit guy. Definitely 600 plus hours a year of training. And I was doing some running intervals, and it had just finished, and I was walking off the top of a mountain in the Park City area, and dropped like a sack of potatoes on the trail.
Hmm.
And I lost half the body, my right body, side of the body. And I tried to get up and walk, but there was no chance. And fortunately, a mountain biker came along and looked at me and said, "I know what's going on with you. Sit down, relax." And I looked at him like, "Glad you know, because I have no clue what's going on."
Mm-hmm.
And I was somewhat alert, and I was trying to figure out what the heck was going on. And he sat there with me, and he was trying to call the paramedics. His cell phone was dying, or his battery was dying. He finally got through to them, but we were only miles away from the fire station, or a mile from the hospital. Couldn't find us. And he was just kind of hanging on to me, and there's a storm rolling in. He's like, "Don't pass out. Don't pass out." He's got his rain jacket around me, and we just sat there for a while, and they found us.
Good.
And there's, forgive me, I don't have the right terms, but there's this anti-stroke medication where if they get it in you within, say, 3 hours of the stroke, they can reverse it. And I didn't know this, but so they got me to the hospital a mile away, got the anti-stroke medication in me quickly, and sure enough, my arm started coming back with a tingling feeling like you feel when you sleep on your arm at night. And
sure.
You wake up and your arm's asleep.
Yep.
That's what it felt like. And, I spent a few 40s, I think, in an ICU at University of Utah Hospital, which is got to be one of the best hospitals there is to the situation. And countless nurses and doctors, I can't even keep up with them all.
Mm-hmm.
They diagnosed everything, a lot of MRI tests, and showed me what's going on in the brain, this, that, and the other. But it turns out it was due to a prior injury decades ago. I've had a lot of sports injuries in my neck, whether being or I had a head-on car accident when some old guy decided to turn left in front of me and no reaction. So I don't know how the injury really happened, other than I've had a series of injuries in my neck, and so the artery has sort of atrophied, and part of it sort of started breaking away, and part of it started atrophying, which is the ingredients for stroke. It's just a ticking time bomb.
Right.
A matter of when, not if. And, so it happened, and now I'm on the road to recovery.
Well, it's great to hear, and it's so lucky that mountain biker was there to assist you and to be a part of that. I think that was sounds like it was a crucial part of making sure that you got to the hospital okay and and in a timely fashion.
Pretty humble.
Yeah, for sure. But I know you were telling me that you're already back at the office doing some work, and I guess it's a busy time for the foundation, and maybe you can share a little bit about what's happening with the foundation and plans going forward.
Well, the NNF grows every year. Sometimes because we get lucky, other times because we have a bit of a plan and strategy. And this year is no different. We want to do the right thing. We have some plans. We intend on making the Drive for 25 a little shorter this year. The past year or two, last year, it was a little long, and it's ebbs and flows. And we want to be a bit more on point with the Drive for 25 this fall with a tighter time frame and a bit more intensity with our message.
Mm-hmm.
Drive for 25 is the U.S. kind of a, it's kind of a magical, fun moment where people from Vermont are pulling, as well as competing against people from Alaska or Colorado.
Sure.
And we're all after the same goal, which is our youth and the next generation of skiers. And we create the challenge drives. I think our message this year might be a bit different in that actually during this time, even this week, I've been looking at different projects, greater international collaborations and or exchanges with athletes during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Years. We did a test project 2 years ago with some Norwegian athletes to bring them to our junior nationals, which were held in Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm.
We want to take another look at that for Truckee here in terms of potentially bringing over some international ringers or junior nationals, looking at some international camps for juniors next summer.
Mm-hmm.
As well as our more traditional projects that we have for international ski racing for next generation skiers. So there's a lot in the mix in terms of the message, and then as well as this is the time of year where we're going to start rolling out our story, saying, if the story's worthwhile, please give.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've done some fabulous things, and it's been exciting to watch the way the organization has just come matured and reached out, and the support you've gotten is pretty amazing, and just to build that following, and it's a credit to you, to what you guys and your team are doing, to see the benefits to the skiers and to learn about the history of some of the top-level skiers now, and just to see what can be accomplished when everybody gets behind the same message, as you were saying. And it's exciting to hear about the international connection, and I mean, the sport is international. So I also, I remember hearing recently that, or at least just at the end of the season, rather, that you guys won an award from the USSA. I think it was the Al Merrill Award.
Yeah.
That's pretty. That's got to feel good to get recognized for the efforts for the team, eh?
Yeah, definitely recognized for the team, and it was interesting being at the USSA Awards event. I had never been to one. In terms of the types of awards that they had presented, and this is going to sound horrible, but I prior to last April or May, I didn't even know who Al Merrill was. And Al was an interesting little coach at Dartmouth, and he did some great things in a leadership role, 60s, and I had a few old timers like Marty Hall and forgive me, Patty Caldwell's dad.
Sperry Caldwell?
Not Sperry.
Not Sperry, John Caldwell, I'm sorry. Yes.
No, that's his granddad. Patty's dad.
We'll edit this to make it work.
Yeah. Yeah, they gave me some insight as to who Al was. But if you look at who the Al Merrill recipients have been over the last two decades, it kind of who's who of Nordic skiing and,
sure.
and not being a Nordic ski coach or somebody that grew up with cross country, I was humbled with the award. It was it was fun.
Sure. Well, it's it's a pretty amazing thing what you and your team are doing, and so congratulations on that. And it's great to see the recognition and to join that elite group of people who have contributed to the sport. And the National Nordic Foundation is, I think it's on the lips of many skiers, and we're excited to see what's going to happen this season for you and the team. When will the drive for 25 roll out this year?
I think we're going to delay it a bit. Probably first week of October and shorten it up a little bit. We usually roll it out in September. And it's been successful, but I think we can be a bit more on point with our message. We try to change it up every week in terms of how it rolls. And the drive for 25 is kind of interesting in that it does build momentum, and it's fun in that people do get competitive fundraising. The juniors as ambassadors to respective clubs and regions, and Alaska had a lot of pride last year, and they definitely took it.
Yep.
But there's a lot of other states that are in the mix, and there's a lot of states that have potential. It's kind of friendly competition, but a reminder that we're all in this together.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fun part of the to watch that how the thermometers kind of or the needle moves, so to speak. Well, it sounds exciting, Dave, and it sounds like you've got an agenda ahead, and we're really happy to see you've recovered from your stroke and that you're back in the saddle, as they say. And we look forward to hearing more about the foundation as the season unfolds and you getting back on skis.
Well, appreciate it, Benji.
All right. Well, listen, all the best with the foundation, and we'll catch up with you very soon.
Thanks a lot.